Oh, did you have that Play-Doh thing where you can make a burger?
Well, it was part of the fun food factory.
Yeah. It was part of the. You were part of the product liability, clinical case. It was like you had to eat at least 2.5 ounces of Play-Doh every day, and they would check your metabolic standards. Now, if your left pinky turned green, then that was the indicator that, there is the dye traveling through your brain.
If your left pinky turned green, I'm pretty sure that's the...
I'm not getting blackberry lime out of this.
I think it actually breaks the
brain
blood barrier. Is there any real flavor in this?
No, this is...
Play-Doh.
Yeah, I hate to say it. That was...
This was the time I ate the Play-Doh Fun Factory hamburger. Yeah.
Okay, and this is an ode to somebody's mom?
We're really sorry, Kathy.
You should have been a better mother.
We know your kids loved you more than this.
I don't think
so. It's not about you or your mom. It's about what's in the cup, and yeah.
Okay.
We're going to let you enjoy that
moment. At the end of the day, though, at 4.5%, 90 calories, no sugar, no carb, how much could you really love your mom? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, this was a very sterile. This is like a non-hugging family mom.
Probably.
Midwestern. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Probably. They're very cold.
Oh, you scratch your knee, walk it off.
Yeah.
Stop crying, you wiener.
Oh, boy.
Go get another job. You'll be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now. Okay.
Well, hold on. We got to rate Kathy.
We did. We rated it a 1.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we should reiterate that.
Yeah, it's
the one thing.
Where was the blackberry?
I will say that's good about these mom waters.
Where was the lime?
They make a pretty decent palate cleanser, though. Like the Jimmy Juice is like really sweet.
Okay, gotcha.
And all this stuff.
We're on an adventure.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like right. Flavor Town. No, you're not. Flavor Town. No, you're not.
Okay, speaking of Flavor Town, we're going to a Jimmy Blanco Ginger Fizzy that is made with tequila this time. So Arriba. There's that. Are you okay?
Yep, just, there's a battle being fought in my stomach now, and I'm hoping this ginger will help to soothe that, because that's what ginger does.
It does. It soothes as it goes down. And, okay, tequila and ginger, they go well together, right?
No. I usually do, like, rum and ginger soda, like a Moscow Mule or a vodka Mule.
Yeah.
It is just so sweet. You can't even get to anything.
I don't get any tequila out of this.
No.
Do you?
It's buried.
I mean, it could be something.
This tastes like a trip to Flavor Town,
I mean, it's definitely got the ginger,
a trip to Flavor Man where you go to create these, taste profiles.
And again, what guy wants something so sweet?
What guy wants to drink something called Jimmy Juice?
That's because it's marketed to teenagers.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Oops.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions, and what we are doing is we are pitting head-to-head Jimmy Juice versus Mom Water. And so far, oddly enough...
Nobody wins,
but I think the Jimmy Juice is winning in terms
it
of...
It just has flavor.
I think
has
the, right. Yeah, I think the Russians are winning right now. Yeah, I think
so. We're having the ginger fizzy Blanco made with tequila.
Blanco ginger fizzy.
We just declared it so sweet you can't taste anything, you know.
I will say that the ginger has like a nice ginger burn. It's not like ginger beer.
That's
there is warmth.
It's barely there.
There's warmth.
But it's there.
It's there. Yeah. Lots of sugar and then some sort of alcohol that may or may not be tequila.
So I'll say this. Jimmy Juice may not be good. All right. But it makes me feel something.
Kind of like feels like he's completed the first step of therapy.
It really did.
It's like a statement, a personal statement.
It may not be good.
The mom water just
dragged it out.
The mom water just leaves me empty inside.
Oh, okay? Oh.
Yeah. That's
wow.
Yeah.
That's
it's like I might as well just drink water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now we're focusing on the Blanco ginger fizzy.
I just think, you know, strapping ginger, you know, with tequila is just a step in the wrong direction. There's a good reason why you don't see a base of really famous cocktails that combine those two, because they just the ginger beer or ginger ale, or is this just going to overpower whatever mezcal spirit you're having?
Yeah, let's make a mezcal raspberry cocktail. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Okay. All right.
No, the scotch and raspberry is the only way to go.
Feeling some measure of revenge coming on.
Isla scotch and raspberries. I bet that's going to be.
Okay. We're done. Yes. Okay. The Blanco Ginger Fizzy from Jimmy Juice, we are going to rate a 2.
Something's got to be a 3. I mean, we've got to break the barrier by the end of the show.
But if you go and
grab a bottle of vodka, I can make these a 3.
Okay, let's get to Mary. Mary is the realist. She is an apple melon flavored mom water. She is named after one of mom water founder's mom.
I didn't see that one coming.
This definitely reminds me of a similar, it's honeydew melon water. Yeah. You know, I've walked into some spas or they're like have scooped, balls of honeydew melon and thrown them into a.
I feel like Mike has spent a lot more time in spas.
And there definitely have been some balls floating in this water. I feel like.
Oh, really? It's
definitely. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Sparky. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Again, it's just, it is so washed out.
It's very titillating.
It's just, there's just nothing there at the end of the day.
I feel like it's just plain water, but you looked out the window and saw a cantaloupe.
Well, I keep going back to what Mike said earlier, and it's like you grabbed a cup and poured some water, and the cup just wasn't clean.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. So I am thinking about, when I'm watching people choose these beverages, they seem to be what I would describe as peer-based decision-making. There's not anybody that is going to usually make a decision to buy these of their own accord. They're buying them because Nancy bought them. They're buying them because Lisa bought them. They're buying them because their besties are going to be at that event.
Hey,
and
listen,
they want to be seen drinking the same thing because we're friends.
I have another scenario.
All right.
Yeah.
These are hostage beverages. The pool that you went to only had mom water or, Corona Light. Like, those are your only two beverage choices.
So it's your 30,000-foot, beverage of choice.
I think.
Okay.
Here's my thing is I think women buy these because they have friends.
Off the entire gender there. Well, I like that.
I guess there are some guys who are buying mom water. I mean, I bought it,
Hey,
questionable.
What kind of mom water do you have?
If you have a friend whose name is Linda, or you have a friend whose name is Kathy, or your circle of friends, you have women who are named these different things, and now you get to judge how each of your friends taste.
I just want That's
without
gross.
Tasting your friends.
I just want a brewery. I want a brewery to come up with dad water, and I want
There is a dad water.
I want it to be barley wine.
They have dad waters. Yes. They're made with tequila.
Right.
But I think for the brewery, I agree with you. I think you'd have to call it like daddy water, you know, call me daddy.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think that's something that, you know, when I look at people buying RTDs and especially a lot of these, you know, low calorie, zero calorie, you know, experiments with RTDs, I think that's what I really want to crawl into the conversation is going, why are you buying this? You know, what's really driving your decision around this? Obviously, it's not about our conversation here on this episode. But, you know, what kind of drew you in? Was it you were just in a groupthink, you know, decisioning, and this is your passage, you know, for being in the group is that you have to drink the same crappy beverages your friends are?
But I think it goes along the... So, like, you know, there are some beers that come out that are 90 calories and they're zero carb, you know, low number of carbs or whatever. And if the major selling point or one of the big selling points of any beverage is we have this many calories and this many carbs or whatever, then you're taking flavor, you're pushing flavor to the back of the conversation right away.
Yeah.
Because if that's not, if
that's
flavor,
never going to be the priority.
If flavor is not number one, like I want something that tastes the way this way. If you're thinking, I want, 90 calories, I could drink, six of these or whatever, then you have to set flavor to the side. And I think that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what are we going to rate this one?
Oh, you know what it is.
Yeah it's
we're,
a one.
We're going to drag the mom water all the way out, you know, for sure.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think probably the way that I would encourage, you know, people to approach these products is go get a large container, pull it full of vodka, and stick your favorite fruit into it, or just buy flavored vodka, you know?
Yeah.
I think you're stepping down that path. And
make
it's
some
like,
hunch
the
punch.
Only difference is how much ice you're adding to this. So, you know, it's like, look, if you just want to cut it in half, pour it in a container with 50% ice. There you go. You're going to come out, you know, with something that's probably going to be better, more flavorful, and have the desired effect I think you're looking for. Because I'm telling you, you'd probably have to drink like, you know, eight of these cans to feel anything. So.
Well, and the convenience of this just doesn't beat what it was back in the day when you would take a bottle of vodka and stick it in a watermelon and let it simmer, you know, for a while. But anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. What a great episode. Good boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Size, and Smokes. I'm going to ask you to come back, join us for another exciting episode, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Sparky. Thanks for being here.
It was great to be here. Are we revisiting Boone's Farm anytime soon?
We don't have any more.
Maybe. Good boy, Dave.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Oh, there's a blue one.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia. Thank you.
Thank you. CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
For many, a career in music is a dream come true. However, the reality is that many people in the Canadian music industry do not have access to medical benefits and financial aid. This is especially true for our music industry veterans, and it's why the Unison Fund created the Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program. To learn more on how you can support legacy artists and musicians who are coping with unexpected or chronic illness, visit unisonfund.ca.
Hey,